says we gotta watch him at the facts.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but let's cut the birthday boy a break. He's doing his thing, and it's his birthday today, so if you do get to see him or send him a message, tell him happy birthday. And yeah, got Evan on the board, you on the phone lines with your tangents, 844-967-2789. But Republicans in disarray here in the state of Wisconsin. It's amazing to me that this is not the top line story at every statewide outfit and all the local outlets as well, for that matter, because this is just a full-blown mutiny before tomorrow's partisan primary. And I don't know, I keep calling it the same thing because I don't know what else it would be. Michael Gableman has been allowed to go and be a bull in a china shop for Wisconsin's elections for the last year. There's no there. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the conservative outlet in Wisconsin, said if there was any ability for them to sue or try to decertify or go after widespread voter fraud, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty would be the outfit to do that. They did an independent review and said there is no there. The Legislative Audit Bureau reviewed it. Multiple courts have reviewed it. We now have open records lawsuits that are being settled here in Dane County Court that there is evidence that Gableman's review did nothing for the first 2 months last year, in July and August. Across those 2 months, Gableman did nothing. He worked out of a public library. He used a personal Yahoo email account. He reached out to the MyPillow executive to try to find out from him what his sources were for the widespread fraud he was claiming was out there from the 2020 election. He went and visited the Cyber Ninjas outfit. I can't even say that, apparently. Cyber Ninjas outfit in Arizona. Nothing to do with Wisconsin's elections. The man, when he was hired, said he doesn't know how elections work. He was given the green light to do whatever he wanted. A salary of $11,000 a month and a budget of $676,000. He exceeded that budget. His salary has been cut in half because he has no work to show for what he's been doing for the last year. And Voss just wanted the stories to continue to go out that there was somebody looking into those concerns some Wisconsin voters have about widespread voter fraud. And Gableman cannot provide any examples. And this is what he had to say about the Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker when talking about the endorsement and robocalls and ads that he did for Adam Steen, who is running against Voss on tomorrow's ballot. This is a quote. Robin Voss never wanted a real investigation into the 2020 election in Wisconsin, and everything that my office and I have been able to expose, all the corruption that took place, has been in spite of Robin, not because of him, Gableman said in the ad, which is paid for by Steen's campaign. So Steen is paying, Robin Voss's primary opponent is paying Michael Gableman for this endorsement. To voice this ad. Gableman's getting paid on all sides, which is just one more example of why I believe Gableman's whole effort here wasn't to find any fraud. There was no fraud there to be found. Gableman is, I contend, trying to resurrect his name to run on next spring's Wisconsin Supreme Court open seat. There is an open seat for the Wisconsin Supreme Court next year. Next spring, there will be candidates vying. Currently, there are already some candidates running in that nonpartisan race. And Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rogensack is retiring. She is retiring, and that means it's an open seat. And I think Gableman wants that seat. And it is terrifying for me to think that he's going to have the statewide name recognition to do it now because of Voss. And before he's done, he's going to stab Voss in the back. Win or lose tomorrow, Robin Voss is the sole person that could end this charade that is Michael Gableman. Voss could have ended it a long time ago, and he hasn't. And, I mean, I'm one for just desserts, so it's interesting to watch this happen, but this is a full-blown mutiny in the Republican Party here in Wisconsin. And again, I just don't have another term for it because I don't know what else to call it. But in the vein of what's going on with elections, it's important to know where the Republican candidates that are running for governor believe we should go, because they all want to float the big lie. They all want the premise. They want Republicans to believe that there was widespread voter fraud, because it's the vehicle they're using to make it harder to vote in Wisconsin. Republicans know that low turnout elections tend to swing in their favor. They're a fan of fewer people going to the polls. Republicans want to do away with the Wisconsin Elections Commission after they did away 7 years ago with the Government Accountability Board. Scott Walker, Rebecca Clayfish, Robin Voss, Scott Fitzgerald, those are the leaders in the governor's office and the Wisconsin legislature in 2015 when they overhauled the Government Accountability Board. And now they want to do it again. Headline over at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck: Republicans running for governor are short on specifics when it comes to overhauling Wisconsin elections. I don't have enough time to get into the entire piece, but this is where Republicans are. They want to do away with voting and make it harder to vote in the state of Wisconsin. They want to overhaul the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but they can't tell you what to replace it with. Maybe it'll be that healthcare bill that we've been waiting for, the repeal and replace. We still haven't heard the Republican idea for replacing the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't exist. We haven't heard of it because it doesn't exist. I have a feeling doing away with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, it falls under that same umbrella. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, the Shaw 101 FM, Bull Falls Radio, and locally grown radio. Going to a quick break, but get into your phone calls after this. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.